السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some commandments in the Quran, in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are time bound. Some commands in the Quran are fulfilled at certain times. Hajj, we cannot do it any time. In the month of Dhul-Hijjah, Hajj is performed. Hajj is performed in Al-Ashhur al-Hurum. Siyam, fasting, only in the month of Ramadan, the obligatory fasting. Nafl fasting, any other time. There are 5 days when we cannot fast. Other than that, we can fast during the daytime, but there is no fasting at night. So many ibadat, they are restricted by time. Some ibadat are restricted by place. I'tikaf, we do it in the masjid. We cannot do i'tikaf in our shop. No i'tikaf in your warehouse. I'tikaf only in the masjid, restricted by place. Tawaf around the Kaaba. So some ibadat are restricted by time and some ibadat are restricted by place. Even salah, although we pray salah quite regularly and we pray salah throughout the day and through the night, but each salah also has its own time. Salatul Fajr from Subh Sadiq to Tulu' al-Shams, from the true dawn till the sunrise. This is Subh Sadiq, true dawn. Because there is a false dawn as well. There is true morning and there is false morning as well. So Salatul Fajr from true morning until the sunrise. Dhuhr from the Zawal of Shams, when the sun moves from zenith until the shadow becomes twice, apart from the original shadow, that is the time for Dhuhr. Asr, when the shadow becomes twice, from that time until the sunset, is the time for Asr. But once the sun becomes yellow, Asr becomes makruh. We should not delay Asr until the sun loses its strength. Once the sun loses its strength and it becomes yellow, Salatul Asr becomes makruh. After the sunset, we have the time for Maghrib Salah. Once the sun sets, you have the redness on the horizon. And then slowly, slowly you realize that the redness on the horizon disappears. And then you have whiteness on the horizon. In our towns, because we have external lights, we cannot easily distinguish how the redness is disappearing and how the whiteness is coming. If you travel, for example, and you're in open space, there is no external light, there is no street light, there is no light from the town, city, or if you're in a desert, on a mountain somewhere, where it is completely dark, you can easily see the sun is setting, then the redness appearing on the horizon, and for some time that redness stays, then you have the whiteness appearing on the horizon, and then that whiteness slowly, slowly disappears, and then it gets dark. Once it gets dark, that is the end of Maghrib time, and that is the beginning of Isha time.
although it is mustahab to pray Maghrib as early as possible. Maghrib, we should pray as early as possible. But the valid time remains. So, for some reason, if you could not pray Maghrib immediately after the sunset, still you can pray because you have the time available. Once it gets dark, the whiteness disappears from the horizon, the time for Isha starts. We can pray Isha from that time. It is mustahab to delay Isha until one third of the night. So, if you are living in a community where people can afford to delay, it is mustahab to delay Isha until one third of the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes he used to delay Isha. The Sahaba would come, and because many Sahaba, they used to work in farms outside of Medina. So by the time they come, you know, it's late. But some Sahaba, they would already come, and they would sit in the masjid and wait. And they would actually nod because they are tired and they are sleepy. But because our Prophet ﷺ, he did not want to make it difficult for people, so he would pray Isha when everybody is there. For example, in this part of the world, in winter, night is very early and quite long, right? In winter. In summer, day is long and night is short. But in winter, day is short and night is long. If people are not in a rush, if people are not in a hurry, and if it is, you know, convenient for the majority of the people, then we can delay Isha until one third of the night, which is mustahab. So Isha also has its own time, but it is makruh to pray Isha after midnight. For no reason we should not delay Isha until after midnight. For some reason, if a person happened to, you know, not have prayed Isha, he should still pray Isha, because the valid time is still there until the Tulu' al-Fajr, until the Subh al-Sadiq. The point is, even Salah has its own time. Inna Salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Indeed, Salah is obligatory upon the people at prescribed time. There is a time that is prescribed for Salah. Aqim as-salata liduluk ash-shamsi ila ghasaq al-layl wa Qur'an al-fajr. And we have many ayat in the Quran which indicate towards the time of Salah. But there is one ibadah which is not restricted by time or by place, which is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very flexible, very convenient, and also open to everybody, every time, any time, all the time. Sometimes ladies, they cannot pray the Quran, they cannot recite the Quran if they are not in the status of tahara, but they can still do the dhikr. There is no restriction for the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the life of the heart. When we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in abundance, the heart becomes alive. A person does not remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, his body is functioning, but his heart is dead. Not the physical heart. Physical heart might be pumping, but there is another heart inside the heart, which has feeling, which has love for Allah Azza wa Jal, which has fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, which has concern for the humanity, that true heart which distinguishes between right and wrong, between halal and haram, between khair and shar, that heart dies if a person does not remember Allah Azza wa Jal. If that heart is not alive, a person doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. He will do whatever he like. Nobody can stop him. And even if somebody tries to remind him, he will not care. Why not? Well, I can do anything. I should be able to do anything I want. Because the sensor is not there. He will only realize when, God forbid, there is an accident. It's like nowadays, many cars, they have sensors, right? You are turning back, the car tells you that there is an object, you know, behind you. It's getting closer and closer. So you feel, if the sensor is not working, and if a person does not pay attention and just drives blindly, well, he will only feel when there is an accident, when there is a crash. Boom! Something happened. I did not know. The heart which is inside the human being is the most important thing. Because it guides. It distinguishes between haq and batil, between khair and shar. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb." Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb. Indeed, in this, and in the Quran, there is a reminder for somebody who has heart. If a person does not have heart, well, the Quran, you know, is recited upon them, and just khalas, it just flows. A person does not pay attention. That's why it's important that we keep our heart alive. How do we keep our heart alive? We keep our heart alive by the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The more we remember Allah Azza wa Jal, the more the heart comes to life. So much so that a tiny deviation from the right path will make this person feel that I am not doing something right. If a person just does something, minor mistake, not big mistake, minor mistake, tiny mistake, because the heart is alive, immediately he will feel that I have done something wrong. When the heart is dead, a person might do serious sin. A person might commit a big sin. He does not feel, I have done nothing. In fact, he can justify. He can actually justify it. He can give explanation. All the people who commit crimes, they have justification for those crimes. You ask them. People who steal money, for example, can they say that I am doing wrong? If they say, no, I have family, I have kids, I am doing this to support my family. You can counter argue and say, if you want to support your family, why don't you go and work? But he will insist on his justification. There is no job, there is no work, I have tried so many times, So I am doing this to support my family. Any sin people commit, they will have a justification if the heart is dead. If the heart is alive, even a tiny deviation from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately a person feels that I have done something wrong. And that is the difference between us and the early generation of Islam. The generation of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, who are our ideals. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are our ideals. Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Sahaba, they are like stars. My companions are like stars. You see stars in the sky and you find the direction. Long before people have these navigations, how people used to travel? People used to travel with the help of stars. Oh, this is this way I should go, this way I should not go, because of the stars. وَعَلَامَاتِ In the Quran, Allah says, وَعَلَامَاتِ وَمِن نَجْمِهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ وَمِن نَجْمِهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ They find the path with the stars. Unfortunately, we don't study these things anymore, the majority of the people. So, we find it very strange. People don't even know the names of the stars. People don't have time to look up and look at the stars. People don't have time to look at the stars. Ashabi kan nujum. My companions are like stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِخْتَدَيْتُمْ اِخْتَدَيْتُمْ Whomever you follow, you will be guided. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, if they do tiny deviation from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately they feel. Once a servant of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu offered milk to him. Milk. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he had that milk. But then immediately he said, well, I should ask, where is this milk from? How did you get this milk? Well, before Islam, I used to do fortune telling. There are people who tell you about their future. I don't know you have seen or not, but I have seen some people, they have some cards and they have a parrot and they let the parrot come out of the cage and the parrot picks up the card. He will look at the card and he will look at your hand. I will say, oh, you have these many lines. So this line is indicating that you are going to get married soon. You will have children, you will have no children. You are going to be okay, you are not going to be okay. So they will tell you about the future. Can he tell his own future? This person who is sitting there and who is telling the future of everybody, can he predict his own future? Can he predict what he is going to do tomorrow? He cannot. A person who cannot predict his own future, can he predict the people's future? قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Nobody knows the unseen except Allah. Future is unseen. Nobody knows. Except Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ With Him, yani with Allah. With Him are the keys of the unseen. With Him are the keys of the unseen. I was very shocked recently. Husband and wife, they have a problem. They are married, for a couple of years, and they don't have kids. in our society, even if something is not wrong, the people will feel you that you are doing something wrong. You know, man and woman, they are married. They have children, they have no children. Is that my business? They are married for 2 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. They have children. They have children, alhamdulillah. They don't have children. Well, that's not my business. That is not my concern. I don't have any right to ask them, why don't you have children? This is unnecessary involvement in other people's privacy, in other people's life. Allah Azza wa Jal did not allow us to spy upon people. Tajassus, spying on people, what they are up to, what they are doing. I should have my own things concerning me. I should have my own problems of deen and dunya, which should occupy my attention. I should have things to keep me busy. But no, we are not busy with ourselves. We are busy with other people. You are married. MashaAllah, when did you get married? 2 years ago. How many children you have? No children. 2 years? You have no children? Did you see a doctor? Did your wife go to see a doctor? Is everything okay? So unnecessary pressure, the family, the neighbors, they build the pressure. Sometimes people stop coming to the gatherings. Sometimes people stop coming to the gatherings because of these unnecessary questions. Sometimes people cut the ties of the family because of this unnecessary involvement. So somebody told me that they did not have children. They went to see this doctor, that doctor, whatever. And then one of the relatives actually took them to a non-Muslim fortune teller. Can you please check this person? Is he going to have son or not? Is he going to have a daughter or not? Is he going to have child or not? I said, whether he is Muslim or not, nobody can tell the future. Nobody knows the future. The person who does not know, he cannot inform you. He does not know his own future. How he knows other people's future? لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. Anybody who goes to a fortune teller and he believes in him, he has denied what has been revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody who visits a fortune teller and believes in him, he has denied what has been revealed upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Islam, our religion, it has come to take us out of this superstition, out of this ignorance, out of this nonsense. Islam is not, you know, shaky-baky matters. Islam is a clear matter. Religion of ilm, deen of ilm, deen of knowledge, deen of wisdom, deen of science, deen of truth. Not waham, assumption, illusion, may be, may not be. People are wasting their lives and people are wasting their future. لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. Nobody knows the future except Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I was saying that the heart is alive when we do the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the heart is dead when we do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The choice is ours. If we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in abundance, then the heart is alive. When the heart is alive, then it is easy to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if a person happens to do something wrong, he will realize immediately. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, somebody offered him milk and he asked him, where did you get this milk from? He said, actually before Islam, I used to tell about the future of other people. and I did fortune telling, and that person, he was supposed to offer me something. Now he offered me this milk. So this milk is actually the payment. The milk was the payment of fortune telling for Kahana. As soon as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, he wanted all the milk to come out of his body. He kept trying and trying. People said, that's enough, you know, there is nothing inside your body. He said, no, I don't want to have any part of haram in my body. So much so that the blood was coming out of his stomach. Because their heart were alive. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful ni'mah, which is the ni'mah of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah azza wa jal is the easy thing we can do, and the easy thing we can teach our families, our children. And subhanallah, in Islam we have inbuilt dhikr, so that we get used to dhikr. We wake up, we do the dhikr, alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. We go to sleep, we do the dhikr, right? We have food, we do the dhikr, we say bismillah. We finish the food, we say dhikr. We leave home, we do the dhikr. We come home, we do the dhikr. We see another Muslim, we say assalamu alaikum. What is assalamu alaikum? Dhikr, dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? Somebody sneezes, you say alhamdulillah, yarhamukallah. That is dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is already inbuilt in our religion, so that we get used to it. But we are meant to do the dhikr all the time. So there is dhikr when we have an occasion, but we should do the dhikr even if there is no occasion. The more dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal we do, the more life we get in our heart. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran beautifully, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen, with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts are satisfied. The tuma'nina, the peace, tranquility, satisfaction in the heart is because of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance in our homes is solution for the family's problems. If the husband does the dhikr, if the wife does the dhikr, there is no time for argument. If the father does the dhikr and the children, they are doing the dhikr, there is no time for complaint. I don't have this new gadget. I don't have this new device. You don't need a new gadget to be happy. The children do not need a new gadget to be satisfied. There is nothing that can satisfy a person except the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The easy thing we can do as a start is make a time in the morning and a time in the evening and say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Wala Hawla, Wala Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyi Al-Azim 100 times. Say Astaghfirullah, 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 Ya Allah forgive me, Ya Allah forgive me. With the heart being engaged. 100 times in the morning, in the evening. Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayt ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa innaka hamidun majid. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. Believe me, it will take 10-15 minutes. But when it is done on a regular basis, then Allah Azza gives tawfiq for more. And then we see the beauty of the dhikr in our life. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.